This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the end, many of us draw lots of energy from the natural environment, but it's also true that sometimes retail spaces are important to us, and we miss them when they're gone. We've been hearing your stories about vanishing pieces of the American economic landscape. Today, a chain of fabric stores.
The great thing about Hancock Fabrics is that it didn't try to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It really was just a fabric store. It was just rows and rows of fabrics with satins and the lace and the tulle. It was fun to look at and imagine what these fabrics could become. I'm Joanna Clark, and I live in Brunswick, Georgia. I'm not a particularly good seamstress, but I wanted to be able to say that I had made my wedding dress. I went with a friend of mine to the fabric store, spent like 2 or 3 days, and put it together. It's a very simple dress, and it's bright blue because that was my favorite color at the time. It was a long time ago. When I was a little girl, my mother took me in to teach me how to use a sewing machine and how to quilt. I remember shopping to find the perfect fabric for my prom dresses, my wedding dress, baby clothing for my children. I even worked in a Hancock Fabrics in Shreveport, Louisiana early in my marriage, and that's how I met new people. We moved from Atlanta, didn't really know anyone, and so I worked there part-time, about 30 hours a week, and I probably spent a good bit of my paycheck back at Hancock Fabrics because I was there all the time. I did develop a bit of an antipathy to music from the 1950s. You know, and the thing about working in a fabric store is no matter how many times you sweep, there's going to be dust everywhere. I want to say in 2016, 2017, I was going up for fabric for my daughter's school dance dress, and it looked like they had pared down a good bit. And a month later, when I came back, the signs for going out of business were all up, and I was so sad. I think it was just competition in the marketplace that drove down their sales. And of course, a lot of people would search online. But it's just not the same. I want to feel the fabric to know how it's going to drape over your shoulders or off your hip, or how is it going to swish when you move it? And color, oh.
Marketplace listener Joanna Clark, Brunswick, Georgia, remembering Hancock Fabrics. Is there a feature of the American economic landscape that was important to you but is no more? Your stories have been really nice. Keep them coming. Email me, morningreport@marketplace.org.